89% of the businesses that have been either burnt to the ground or affected in some way in the recent civil unrest affecting parts of KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng, 89% of those were small and medium enterprises. It will take 16 billion rand in operational funding in order for those businesses to recover, and sadly a significant percentage of them indicating that they will not reopen. The person responsible for the survey is the director of Red Flank, that's Lings Naidu. Lings, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Africa. Welcome to yourself and your listeners.
It's actually quite strange to read that nearly 90% of the businesses hit by civil unrest was SMMEs, because of course the images you saw on television news, newspapers, as well as our radio stations' websites, were more the big organizations, the entities, right, that had been either looted or destructed. Mm-hmm. We never really saw a lot of the SMMEs, as you referred to them, being affected.
Yeah, so they don't dominate the headlines or the graphics. But if you look at the impact, with regard to impact on revenue, businesses across the board have dropped by 59%, but that figure gets progressively higher as you get to the smaller enterprises. So SMMEs have lost 63% of their revenue. Informal enterprises have lost 70% of their revenue. If you compare that to corporates, the corporate's much lower at 32%. And what that translates into, for instance, with SMMEs, is a loss of 3.4 billion in revenue on a monthly basis. And this is where the real tragedy lies, Africa.
It really is, because while it might be, look, it's going to cost money, but it might be easier for the big entities, I suppose, to recover and to rebuild. If I owned a hair salon in the corner of this street and that street in Gauteng, and everything was taken away from me, it's going to be that much more costly and more sort of energy consuming for me to reopen again.
Certainly. Look, it's impacted by a couple of factors. So the one is, if you look at the closures, more than half of businesses that were impacted have closed. 7% have closed permanently. And if you dig into those numbers, the bulk of that 7% is going to be SMMEs. So since the start of COVID, which is the broader context within which the riots have occurred, 110,000 SMMEs have closed their doors. Now, the challenge is that very few of those SMMEs have insurance. So as an example, if you look at those SMMEs that have had damage to premises, only 62% don't have any insurance. And those that have been impacted in some way, those SMMEs in particular that have closed, only 5% have business insurance. So there's very little capacity for the SMMEs to spring back into recovery on their own. And that's why that 16 billion of funding, operational funding that they require, is absolutely critical for them to receive. And they're not going to get it from the bank, so it has to be from government and aid agencies.
Oh, Treasury will tell you, though, that 16 billion rand is certainly an amount of money that's not available for them from them right now.
Certainly. And Africa, you might be aware that I'm also a founder of an organization called Beyond COVID, for whom the latest research was conducted. That's where we really focus. We say SMMEs shouldn't be given handouts and they don't want handouts. What they want is the kind of enablement that will allow them to become mainstream. Because once you mainstream, it unlocks the doors. You're then able to access commercial funding and you're able to stand on your feet. And that's what we really need. We need SMMEs to get together into what we call SMME collectives. That means that they spread the risk in a larger grouping of similar SMMEs, and also critical is to partner with a large organization. If you look at the impact from COVID in construction as an example, 71% of larger construction companies already back to business as usual. But if you look at the figure for SMMEs, it's only 13%. There's an opportunity for the bigger private sector players to work with the smaller guys to make them stronger, more sustainable and bankable. And that's really where the money needs to be focused. It's let's get them back on their feet sooner with the 16 billion or whatever of the 16 billion can be made available in operational funding. But we need to deal with the deeper cracks that have been there all along that make SMMEs susceptible in the first place.
I couldn't agree more. Of course, associated with all of this loss of business are retrenchments. They generally tend to be higher with SMMEs, don't they?
Certainly, yes. So if you look at retrenchments among SMMEs, it sits at 11%, whereas for corporates that are impacted by the riots, it's much lower at 7%. And, you know, the tragedies in terms of the personal losses really happen with the smaller companies because they have less ability to bounce back. You know, when a bank is in difficult financial circumstances, they retrench 10% of their staff. But when the economy lifts up again, they have the ability to bring those 10% back. With SMMEs, those jobs are generally lost forever. And that's the problem.
Lings, thank you very much indeed for your reflections on the survey conducted for Beyond COVID, conducted, of course, by Red Flank. Lings Naidu is a director of Red Flank, and a truly devastating picture that is being painted regarding how particularly SMMEs have been affected by the recent unrest and looting that we were reporting about a month ago in parts of Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal.